From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. In her first day of questioning, Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor explained controversial statements she has made about the role race and ethnicity play in judging. She rejected accusations. She allows her background to influence her decisions. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Most of the controversy surrounding Sotomayor involves statements she has made off the bench. At the top of the list is something she has said in speeches to student groups and elsewhere, that a wise Latina woman would make better decisions than a white man who has not had the same experience. Sotomayor told senators,
I was trying to inspire them to believe that their life experiences would enrich the legal system, because different life experiences and backgrounds always do. I don't think that there is a quarrel with that in our society.
She said judges must scrutinize and acknowledge the way their life experiences affect their perception of a case in order to make a final decision based on the facts and the law. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama traveled to Michigan today, where he told an audience at a community college there that lost auto industry jobs will not be coming back. The president also said new jobs will require additional training and, in many cases, post-high school education. Speaking at Macomb Community College in Warren, Michigan, the president also said in terms of the jobless rate, things are likely to get worse before they get better.
The unemployment rate is approaching 10% here in Michigan. It's about 5 points higher. And, you know, new jobs reports are going to be coming out, and we're going to see continuing job loss even as the economy is beginning to stabilize.
The president is pushing a plan to provide $12 billion to community colleges, which his administration says could help an additional 5 million Americans earn degrees and certificates over the next decade. A surge in car purchases and higher prices at the gas pump last month helped spur the biggest rise in retail sales since January. Wholesale prices were also up, and NPR Scott Newman reports.
The two reports, retail sales issued by the Commerce Department and wholesale prices by labor, offered some hope that the recession was slowing, if not bottoming out. Both measures exceeded analysts' expectations. Cautious consumers were apparently lured back to showrooms by promotional deals and mid-year discounts, with auto sales contributing to a 0.6% increase in overall retail sales for the month. Meanwhile, there was a 1.8% jump in the producer price index, which tracks the costs of goods before they reach store shelves. The gain was twice what analysts had expected and could reverse a 12-month downward trend. The Fed and many private economists predict the recession will end later this year, but many Americans don't seem so convinced. Consumer confidence dipped again in June after a 3-month uptick. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 27 points to end the day at 8,359. This is NPR. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, on a trip that includes stopovers in the Mideast, reached out to Gulf Arab leaders today, saying the U.S. has what he called a special responsibility to help steer the world through the current global recession. Geithner, who is seeking to reassure some of the U.S.'s top creditors, said the recession may be showing some signs of easing, and he said the U.S. still welcomes their business as the country works to deal with the situation. Geithner said told Saudi Arabian business leaders global trade also shows signs of expanding again. National Transportation Safety Board investigators say a fatal Massachusetts trolley crash could have been prevented if the Boston Transit System had installed automated train control technologies. From member station WBUR in Boston, Meghna Chakrabarty reports.
The NTSB concluded that one trolley operator died when her train sped through a red stop signal and rammed into another stationary train near a suburban Boston station in May 2008. Acting Chairman Mark Rosenker wondered why the Massachusetts Bay Transit Authority has automated train control systems on some of its lines, but not the green line where the crash occurred.
Why would the green line not have everything possible that is going to prevent the accidents from happening? I don't understand that as an operator.
The Transit Authority began testing collision prevention technologies on the Green Line after the crash. NTSB investigators also suggested the trolley operator had suffered from an undiagnosed sleep disorder that may have caused her to ignore the red stop signal. For NPR News, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in Boston.
Crude oil futures prices fell 17 cents a barrel today, ending the session at $59.52 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.